5 ways to spark the chemistry by flirting. Give her a hard time about something in a flirty way, in person, when responding to her personal ad, etc. Most women have not gotten a response to their personal ad that starts with, "Well, you sound like a snotty little girl." You with me? Mention how the relationship doesn't seem to be working. Fake despair at something she's doing and shake your head and exhale. I learned this from my good buddy who sits back there at the sound table usually. He's fantastic at this stuff. If a woman ever does something that screws anything up or runs into you or does anything that could be perceived as a negative, you go, "God." Fake exasperation. It's fabulous. "Oh, God. Oh." I also like to do that when if a woman starts a drama or starts complaining about anything, I go, "Oh." And they're like, "Go what?" And I go, "Oh, you're killing me." And not with the drama, with their mouth. Okay. Overly dramatic complaints about her job, performance, behavior, difficultness. Okay? So maybe the waitress walks over and she forgot to bring you something. And she's like, "Oh my God, I forgot it." You go, "Can I talk to your manager, please, immediately?" Right? Drama. Drama. They need to fire your ass. "Where's your manager?" Behaving like you could take her or leave her, and like she's just a good friend, like you're just too comfortable, unlike all the other men who communicate that they're awed and in wussville because they are interested. Could take her or leave her. A good thing to do is when you're out with a woman, like hanging out, and you're talking to her, and you know, you're flirting, and she's kind of into you, and you're like, just stay off me. You find a real dorky looking guy, and you go, "That guy is checking you out." She'll be like, "What?" And you go, Look, he just looked, see? She'll be like, "What are you, shut up." I'll go, no, I think he's your type. I think you should go for it." "Really?" And she'll be like, "Shut up." And I'll be like, "You want me to go introduce you?" And then you like get up and you start walking over there. She'll be like, "Go, no, shut up." That's fun. A gentleman came up to me, I don't remember where he's at, but I'm gonna share the story anyway. Because I'm going to make it anonymous. He said, "You know, I'm really into this girl, and how do I get this one special girl? You've heard me joke about that, so you don't even want to identify yourself because I'll make fun of you in front of the group. So you know I like doing that too. But anyway, yeah, this, you know, this one girl, and you know, she's really great, and I, you know, she's a fabulous girl. I could really see myself maybe with her, you know." And I said, "You know, you like her too much, definitely. What you need to do is go out with her somewhere and tell her, you know what, we're going to go out and I'm going to meet girls and you're going to meet guys. And point out guys that maybe she'd like." He was like, "You're hurting my head." Yes, that's counterintuitive. Would it work? I don't know. I'll tell you, a lot of women that I've hung out with and met that I've sat there all night going, that guy, you should go for him. What about the big hunky dude over there, the big muscle-bound guy? What about that really cute-looking GQ guy over there? No, shut up. You know, and then by the end of the night, it's like, you know, I'm like, just get off me.